This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman, in for David Brown. Today, a small school in North Texas is receiving a donation of more than $3,500 for its football team. It might not sound like a lot in this world of million-dollar sports deals, but for the Gainesville State Tornadoes, it's huge. See, this school is a juvenile detention facility, and the donors, an online group of ex-convicts. It all started when a lawyer and activist named Omid Ghaffari posted an old ESPN article in a Reddit forum for ex-cons about a high school football game.
Where the Grapevine Faith fans actually lined up for the Gainesville State players, had the fans on their side of the field cheering them on. And it was a nice story about kind of like a community coming together for a group of boys that usually don't have any fans or anyone cheering them on.
Ghaffari moderates this Reddit forum. It's called Ex-Cons, along with Court Kirby and Chris Cash, the group's founder.
Life can be daunting, I mean, especially if you're a convicted felon. If you don't have a good support system in place and if you don't believe in yourself, it's so easy to get trapped up and to go right back in.
Cash would know. He spent time in juvenile detention on and off throughout his teens and served 6 years in a penitentiary as an adult.
So I went ahead and started my own subreddit. It's a pretty good community where everybody can come together and share their stories and offer advice.
So after Ghaffari posted the story about the Gainesville State Tornadoes, who last season went 0-10, the members of the subreddit started thinking, is there anything we could do to help?
Chris called the school, talked to the coach and a few staff members there to find out what they needed. And the biggest thing was turf shoes. So we put together a fundraiser with the initial goal of $300 to buy a couple of pairs of shoes. And it really just took off from there.
Within an hour, the moderators met their goal. Other large donations started rolling in, and an article in the Dallas Observer provided more attention and more money.
It means a lot to me, to go outside the gates and actually go back into the world and, still see that, they got people out there who supporting us, even though we're locked up.
Elliot is an inmate at Gainesville State School and a football player for the Tornadoes. There are no tryouts for the team, but an inmate does have to meet certain qualifications to join and to compete off campus.
Basically, they look at your behavior and everything, and if you're doing good, it's open to anybody to play as long as you're behaving on campus and you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Kids are kids, regardless of whether they're in the free world or whether they're incarcerated. They all deserve the same type of treatment. They all deserve to be treated fairly.
Henry Thomas is head coach of the Tornadoes. Today, he will receive the donation in person from the three online forum moderators, Omid Ghaffari, Court Kirby, and Chris Cash. This will also be the first time the moderators meet face-to-face. Here's forum founder Chris Cash.
A lot of these kids, they might come from broken homes. They might be victims of abuse and gangs. And, we're hoping that they see that, people all over the world, without even knowing them, love them and care about them.
And according to Elliot, who's serving time in Gainesville, it does make a difference far beyond the field.
This was a motivation to me to do good while I'm here, playing sports. And so I could just, use the motivation stuff that I've gotten here, when I return back to the free world